loitochov, an isha should not wash her hair before she goes to the mikvah, loitochov loy benasar. She should not use this type of sauce that we had before, nasar, for loy bechoil, and not with sand. What's the reason why not? Benasar mishom de mekatef. Natav can make the hair come out. It could pull out the hair, this natav. And maybe the hair will still be tangled together, and that will cause it to be a chatzitza. Ruvachoil, why shouldn't you use sand like? Mishum de masrich. Sand as masrich is mad bekasawa, she says. It makes the hair stick together, and that will make a chatzitza. The Yomra Meimra says, Mishmei de Rover, name of Rover, Yisha loitochot ela bechamin, and Yisha shoni wash her hair before she goes to the mikvah with hot water. Now, but not in cold water. And the afilu bechamei cham, it's not, the hot water doesn't have to be heated by fire. It could be heated by the sun, that's also enough. Now, tzayin in my time, Eloi, what's wrong with using cold water, take a cold shower, wash your hair with cold water? Mishum de kariri, because it makes the hair hard, it's korur, it makes the hair a little bit hard, and therefore, umashra mazaya. Even though usually a mushroom mazaya means it loosens the hair, but here Rashi's mashma says a mushroom means it makes the hair hard, and therefore the dirt does not come off the hair, so you should not wash your hair this way before she goes to the mikvah with cold water. The Yomar Rova, Rova says, Liyolam yu madod matech beis, a person should always teach his wife, like in the house, Sheteisha madicha beis kemoteh b'mayim, that an isha should even wash the folds of her body at the base of storm with water to make sure it's clean, that there should not be a chatzitza there under her arms or anywhere where the fat folds over. Meisve, I have a question. It says, beis ha-kumotim or beis ha-storim, the folds of the body, or else the hidden places of the body. Einem tzrichem b'bi'asmayim, when you go into the mikveh, you don't have to be marked that the water should go inside your mouth. Or in the beis ha-kumotim, on your arms, or any folds of the body. So my answer is, nehi d'bi'asmayim le'bin, and true, you don't have to have water to come into your mouth, to come under your arms. But ha-koponim ha-mokam ha-ruya le'bi'asmayim bin, and you have to have a place that's fit for the water to come there. Meaning to say, you can't have any chatzitzas on your hands, on your body. To the Rebbe Zera, like Rebbe Zera, he says, the Yom Rebbe Zera says, that the klal is called, Horoyu lebila and bila makevus boy. Anytime you have a mincha, that it's fit to mix the flour and the oil together, meaning the kli is big enough, that if you want to mix together the flour and the oil, you could mix it together, then the klal is, ein bila makevus boy, even though you do not mix the shemen and the flour together, still the mincha is kosher. But for Shein Rui Labila, let's say you have too much flour, you have 61 Yisraelim of flour in a kli, that even though you have the flour and oil there, but if you start to mix it, it spill over, it's not big enough to mix it in this kli, then the klal is Bila Makebes Bray. That's possible. So you see, even though you do not have to have the Bila, you don't have to mix the flour and oil together, but it has to be at least in a kli that's fit to have it done. So therefore, here also, your under your arms, or your rest of your body has to be clean, and your mouth has to be clean, that it's fit for the water to get there, even though the actual water you do not need. The pshat is, since the pasuk does say, like, bias mayim b'chol gufo, I mean it to say, every part of it has to be fit, at least, for the bias mayim. Omar Rovin, Baravada Omar Rav Yitzchok, Maisi once happened, Bishif Chosa Sherebi, which Rebbe's maid, that Shetovli, she went to the mikvah, Shifra Kanan, she has a look like Isha. She has a din tumma. She has to go to the mikvah. She told me she went to the mikvah. We also, and she came up. She found a bone stuck between her teeth. And the Sicha Rebbe Tfilachas Rebbe says she has to go to the mikvah again. The same he said, even though you don't have to have water coming inside your mouth, but it has to be at least fit for water to get in there. The Yomar Rav, Rav says like this. Like this, Tov Lo, let's say she went to the mikvah, V'yolsa, she came up, V'nimtza, so le'ad dov v'chaytzes, and she found something, a chatzitz, something stuck to her body, Zim somach le'chafifa Tov Lo, if she washed herself well, even here, right before she went to the mikvah, then ein tzrich ha'loch of litva, she doesn't have to wash herself again and go to the mikvah again. We have a right to say, pshita, this chatzitz came on her after she came up from the mikvah. But the imlav, if she did not wash herself right before the mikvah, then we have to be afraid maybe the chatzitza was on her, this covering was on even before she went to the mikvah, and the mikvah was no good. And therefore, tzricha lochov litva, she has to wash herself and go to the mikveh again. V'yim lav, it says lachy v'yim lav latzich lachov litvo. And he could yami something like this: in biyoyse yoyim shechofav, the same day that she washed herself, told that she went to the mikveh, then ain't it tzrich lachov litvo? She doesn't have to go to the mikveh a second time. But the imlab was not the same day that she washed herself. Then tzricha lachov litvo. Then if she comes up from the mikveh and finds a chatzitza, she has to make a tefillah over again. We have to be afraid maybe the chatzitza was on her even from before the tefillah. So Mor says, my benayu, what's the difference between the two lishonos here? My benayu, ikabnayu, the difference is lemismach lechafifa tefillah. If you have to have the chafifa, the washing, right before you go to the mikveh. And it's similar, lemecha b'yamam of litvah b'layla. Could you wash yourself by day and first go to the mikveh at night? If you know there has to be samoch set aside the first girsa, you have to have it right away. You can't make it chfifa b'yam and go to the mikveh at night. But if you know there is bois tiyam within the same period of time, then you could make a chfifa b'yam and go to the mikveh at night. Now, Amar Rav, the Rav says, Isha leisamoid. Agave kli cheres v'titfol. An isha should not stay on the top of the kli cheres, an earthly kli, or who were then any kli in the mikvah, and be tevil standing on top of the kli. So what's the reason why not? So sober Rav Kahn, Rav Kahn thought to say, time am I, what's the reason? Mishum gzera machtzois. It's a gzera, it looks like a bathhouse. That the machtzois in the bathhouse is with derech to sit on a chair there, stuck in the ground. As they went to kli cheres, and people will say, if you go to the bathhouse, it's olul tefillah. So if they do not want you to go to the mikveh the same way you go to the machzois. If so, that's the reason. Agabe silta shapadomi, but stamp to stand on top of a thick beam, a thick piece of wood, that'll be mutter. That's not a devil to what they do in the bathhouse. That should be mutter. But the Gemara says no. Omalei Rav Chana min Adoi. Hosam tamamai. You know what the reason why Rav said Nisha should not stand on a kli which goes to the mikveh? Is Mishum the boys? We're afraid that she's scared there and she won't do a good job, she won't be tabled well. If so, Siltanam, the same sphere applies by a beam also. Bisa, she'll be afraid and she won't make a good tefillah. She's afraid she may fall, therefore she should not stand on anything when she goes to the mikveh. Omer Rav Shmuel bar Rav Yitzchok. Isha le titfol.